Title: Resampled Hoover Textures from Scratch for Modern Control with Vintage Tone Intermediate. All right, let's build a Hoover that has that vintage rave attitude, but with modern, mix-ready control. The big idea today is this: we're not just making a synth patch and praying it behaves in a drum and bass mix. We're going to synthesize a solid Hoover source, perform movement with macros, then resample it into audio so it hits consistently, edits fast, and plays like an instrument. Before we touch any synth settings, set your session up like a DNB producer. Tempo around 174 BPM. Make a few groups: drums, bass, Hoover, and FX, and drop in a basic drum loop or a simple kick snare pattern. This matters because Hoovers can sound incredible solo, then absolutely wreck your snare once the groove is in. Designing into the loop saves you time and keeps you honest. Quick coach note: decide the job of your Hoover now, because it changes every decision after this. If it's a hook stab, we want short, bright bite, and controlled stereo, usually living roughly 400 Hz to 4K. If it's a mid-bed, it can be darker and longer, with more modulation baked in, sitting more like 250 Hz to 2.5K, and it should duck to drums. If it's a top wash, we high-pass it hard, make it wide and chorused, and keep it out of the snare crack zone. For this lesson, we'll aim for a stab that can also stretch into textures once resampled. Now create a MIDI track called Hoover Source. Drop operator on it. We're going to do a classic-ish Hoover core the simple way: stacked saws, slight detune, a little pitch chaos, and an envelope bite. In operator, choose an algorithm where A, B, and C can act as carriers. No FM needed today. Set oscillator A to a saw, level at 0 dB. Oscillator B is also a saw. Keep course at 0, and to tune it slightly sharp, somewhere around plus 7 to 12 cents. Pull its level down a little, like minus 3 to minus 6 dB. Oscillator C is another saw, detune slightly flat, minus 7 to minus 12 cents, and also pull its level down a bit. Play a note in a dark DNB-friendly area, like F2 or F3, and just listen. Already you should get that thick, slightly unstable wall. Not too detuned though. If it starts sounding like glossy EDM supersaw, back the detune off. In darker DNB, the trick is often to tune less, distort more. Now let's add the Hoover wobble, that subtle pitch drift that makes it feel alive. In operator's LFO, set the destination to pitch. Keep the amount small and musical, something like 3 to 10. Rate around 0.3 to 1.2 Hz, so it's a slow drift, not vibrato. And turn retrig off so every note doesn't wobble the same way. That non-retrigger behavior is a huge part of analog-ish vibe. Next, we add the bite, a pitch envelope. Turn up the pitch envelope amount, roughly plus 10 to plus 25, and set the decay around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Attack at zero. What this does is give you that initial yank at the start of the stab, which is crucial in DNB because the drums are fast and dense. You need a front edge that reads. Dial in the amp envelope so it can stab. Keep attack super fast, 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay maybe 300 to 800 ms. Sustain somewhere around 0.3 to 0.6 if you want it to hold a bit, and release around 80 to 250 ms. Later we'll tighten it more when we turn it into a one-shot instrument. Now we add vintage width and grit, but we're going to be disciplined about it. Put chorus ensemble after operator. Use chorus mode. Amount around 25 to 40%. Rate slow. 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. Width can go 120 to 160%, but keep the mix modest, like 15 to 35%. If you overdue chorus, the Hoover gets huge, but it also gets blurry, and the center disappears. In drum and bass, you usually want the attitude without losing the punch. After that, add saturator. Choose analog clip. Drive about 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on, and then trim your output so you're not slamming the channel. Another coach note: we're going to resample soon, so don't chase loudness. Headroom is power. When you print, aim for peaks around minus 6 dBFS. And do not normalize your resamples, because later distortion and clipping stages behave way more predictably when the levels are consistent. Now add auto filter. Set it to a 24 dB low pass. Start the cutoff somewhere between 400 Hz and 2.5 kHz depending on how forward you want it, resonance around 0.2 to 0.45. If your version has drive, add a little, like 2 to 6 dB. Then use the filter envelope, amount around 10 to 30%, decay 200 to 600 ms. The goal is movement that sits in the pocket. Think of your battlefield mostly as 250 Hz to 6K. Below that, you're fighting sub and low fundamentals. Above that, you're fighting cymbals and the snare snap. at the end of the chain. Add utility. Set width to 100 for now. If you have base mono, consider monoing up to around 120 to 200 HC. If you don't, just keep the chorus mix conservative and plan to tighten lows later. Now we're going to turn this into a performance instrument. Select the whole chain and group it into an instrument rack. Map some macros so you can perform motion like it's an instrument, not a science project. Map cutoff, resonance, chorus mix, saturation drive, LFO amount to pitch, pitch envelope amount, amp decay, and utility width. Here's an extra move that's worth doing before you resample. Pre-commit mono compatibility as an option. For one recording pass, automate utility width from 0 to 100 during the take. That way you print wide moments and narrow moments into the audio, and later you can choose the one that fits the mix, instead of being stuck with always wide. Also pick one anchor frequency for the Hoover's presence. Either aim for that nasal bite around 700 to 900 HC, or the more forward presence around 1.6 to 2.2K. If you try to dominate both, it usually fights the snare and anything else living in the mid-range. Cool. Now the fun part. Resampling. Predate a new audio track called Hoover Resample. Set its input from the Hoover source track. Arm it. And we're going to record a few different types of material. Print with intention. Do movement passes and tone passes. First, a movement pass. Keep saturation and chorus fairly steady and perform mostly cutoff and envelope bites so the articulation stays consistent. Then a tone pass. Go harder on chorus mix, saturation drive, maybe slightly more pitch drift, to capture character and grime. Record long notes, like 4 to 8 bars of a held F. Record a few short stabs, like eighth notes and quarter notes. And if you want, record a simple riff like F to AB. While recording, tweak macros in real time. Don't overthink it. You're trying to capture 10 to 20 usable chunks in about 5 minutes. Once you've got audio, we curate. Find the good moments and consolidate them. Add tiny fades, 2 to 10 milliseconds, so you don't get clicks. Then decide how you'll warp. For stabs, I often prefer warp off if I'm treating them like true one-shots. If you must warp stabs, try beats mode to preserve transients. For drones and beds, warp can be a creative tool. Try complex or texture. In texture mode, grain size around 80 to 200 is a good starting zone. And here's a bonus technique. Micro warping. Slowly automate grain size over 4 to 8 bars, and suddenly a static resample becomes a living mid-bid without needing a crazy synth patch. Now pick a clean, punchy stab and drag it into simpler. Set simpler to one shot if you want it to behave like a stab, or classic if you want more keyboard-style play. For one shots, warp off. In simpler, turn on the filter. LP24. Put cutoff somewhere like 1 to 6K depending on brightness, and resonance around 10 to 25%. Then shape the amp envelope for DNB punch. Attack at 0, decay 200 to 600 ms, sustain low or even 0 for a proper stab, and release 50 to 200 ms. After simpler, add a small processing chain. EQ8, saturator, maybe corpus and utility. In EQ8, high pass somewhere between 120 and 250 HC to keep room for sub and reese. If it's harsh, sweep a narrowish dip around 2.5 to 4.5K. That's a common pain zone where Hoovers get fizzy and start ripping your ear off, especially once drums come in. Add saturator with a lighter drive, like 2 to 6 dB. If you want extra throat or metallic character, add corpus. Tube or beam mode works well. Keep it subtle, maybe 5 to 20% dry/wet. And tune it to the key if you want it to feel intentional. Then utility. Control width. Depending on the role, you might keep the main stab closer to mono, like 70 to 110% width, and save the super wide stuff for a high passed layer. Now this is where modern control really kicks in. Group your instrument and effects into a rack and map macros that make arrangement moves easy. Map cutoff. Drive, a harsh tamer macro that controls the EQ dip gain around 3 to 4K, stereo width, a transient or pluck macro that ties together simpler decay and filter envelope amount, a rave macro that brings in a bit more chorus and maybe pitch movement, a metal macro for corpus amount, and an output macro. Because we resampled, this behaves like tight audio. You can crank it, automate it, and it stays consistent. That stability is why resampling is still a cheat code. Let's talk arrangement for a second, because sound design without context is just a cool noise. A simple call and response works great in rolling DNB. For bars 1 to 4, let drums and bass do their job. Then bring Hoover stabs in bars 5 to 8 on offbeats, like the end of 2 and the end of 4. Leave space around the snare. In fact, a slick trick is to place the stab just after the snare transient by a few milliseconds, and keep the release short so the tail doesn't smear into the backbeat. Another idea is a jungle-leaning hoover bed. Take a drone ear resample, pitch it up an octave, sidechain it to kick and snare with glue compressor. Aim for only 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction so it breathes with the break. And a classic modern approach is two-layer hoover, a mid-stab layer that's mono-ish and stable, plus a high-passed air wash layer that's wide. You only let the air layer be wide, and you keep the core solid. That's how you get size without losing punch. Common mistakes to avoid while you're doing all this. If the hoover is too wide in the low mids, it will sound massive alone and messy in the mix. High pass more, narrow width, or keep stereo excitement in the top layer only. If everything sounds like a pad, you need transient shape. More pitch envelope bite, quicker filter envelope, shorter decay. If saturation turns into fizzy harshness, don't just turn it down. Try low pass earlier, then add back presence with a small EQ bell, or reduce chorus mix, because chorus plus saturation often multiplies harshness. And don't print only one take. Resampling is about options. Print several movements, choose later. Now a quick practice run you can do in about 20 minutes. Build the hoover source rack. Record 8 bars holding F2 while slowly opening cutoff and increasing saturation. Record another 8 bars playing F2 ab. Chop out 5 best stabs and 2 best drones. Load 1 stab into simpler and make it punchy with a shorter decay. Then write a 16-bar loop. Bars 1 to 8. Minimal hoover. Maybe 1 stab every 2 bars. Bars 9 to 16. Increase density with offbeat stabs and 1 1-bar drone swell. Then do the real test. Bounce it and listen quietly. At low volume, if the hoover still grooves without masking the snare, you nailed the balance. If the snare disappears, you know exactly what to fix. Carve a little space around the snare's crack region, usually somewhere in that 2 to 5K zone, and keep your hoover's anchor frequency focused instead of everywhere at once. Final recap, you built a hoover-like source with stacked saws, pitch drift, and pitch envelope bite. You added chorus, saturation, and filtering for vintage vibe while staying DNB aware. You resampled to capture movement and gain stability. And you turn the best pieces into a simpler bass texture instrument with macros for modern performance and arrangement control. This audio version is shortened for playback.